Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good afternoon, or good evening, or good morning, and welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. I'm Jax.
I'm Sash.
I'm Franco.
And you can think of us as the brothers and sister you always wanted and never quite had, but now you've got us with you in your ears for half an hour at a time, every so often. We are your non-professional advice podcast, and we take your questions, we listen to them, we get them in our ears, and we go, oi, can we help you with that question? And here we are.
Well done. That was nice and succinct from you.
Yeah. I do feel like he would have kept going if you didn't, you know, give him an end point there. But yeah, that was good. Well done.
The one bad thing about doing this online is that there's just the slightest delay. And so sometimes, I'll just keep talking till someone else kind of jumps in. And so sometimes when I should stop, I don't stop. You know?
And then sometimes when our connections cut out and we realize that, oh, Jax has been talking to himself for like a minute and a half. Yes. So sorry, listener, for all the times you need to deal with that.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes.
We've usually tried to interrupt, but that he doesn't hear us because he's just disappeared. Yeah.
He's just in his own zone.
He is indeed. How is everyone? What's going on?
Good. I have a short little question to ask you. Actually, before we jump in, as I said in the intro, we take your questions every so often and we ask if we can help you with them if you have a question for us. And you are obligated to send your question. Mm-hmm. It's your question text time. Please send it through at Can We Help You Podcast on your socials, canwehelpyoupodcast@gmail.com or canwehelpyoupodcast.com. If there's anything that actually is super time sensitive, make sure you let us know. Or if you just want to canvass opinions of other listeners, you can hit us up on canwehelpyoupodcast.com/room and join us in the Ronnie Room.
Canvass opinions.
Well done.
Nice.
Yeah, canvass opinions, you know.
Absolutely.
Something happened to me through the week and I wanted to ask the two of you what I should have done, because I did nothing about it, of course, but I wanted to know what I should have done or should do next time.
Okay.
I went to see a play through the week. It was called Peter Pan Goes Wrong. Very funny. It's currently touring in LA. And it's, you know, the whole concept of it is it's like the idea is that, you know, these people, it's like supposed to be a amateur community production, and they're putting on a production of Peter Pan, and everything goes wrong. You know, the set falls apart, blah 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 blah. People fall over. It's very funny. It's farcical. It's a little bit like a panto, and there's like a narrator role that was being played by Neil Patrick Harris. So we were like, oh great, let's go check that out.
So you say community and then you say Neil Patrick Harris and now it makes sense. It's pretending to be like a community play.
It's pretending.
Got it.
It's very funny. Anyway, so there's like so many jokes in there, packed full of jokes, of course. Now, you know, look, there's a lot of audience interaction in the show. I mean, you know, there ends up being a lot of audience interaction. But I realized about 20 minutes in that behind me was a commentator. There's a woman and her husband. I reckon they would have been in their 50s. And every single joke she had to explain. I don't know to who, to herself, to her husband, but every single thing she commented on.
Oh, no.
And it just continued. It went on and on and on. And then interval happened and I was like, oh, she'll get over it at interval. She might have a drink or two. Comes back. The whole rest of the show, every time something happened, she'd be like, oh, my God. Oh, he's doing that. Oh. And I was like, what is happening? Oh, his chair's not working. Oh. Yes, woman, we all have eyes. We can see that's the joke. You don't have to say it every time.
I sat in front of someone who did this exact same thing, it was at the Barbie movie. See, the difference is I had the option to move seats and I did literally within the first 5 minutes of the movie because I was like, no, I'm not going to put up with that. But I'm sure this was like, you know, Neil Patrick Harris, a full sold out thing. You were stuck there.
It's a full house. Yes, stuck.
I just want to say, and I'm probably jumping the gun here, but I have been to the movies with a blind person and I was explaining to them throughout the movie quietly. Wasn't screaming, but I was saying quietly, this just happened and then this just happened and then this just happened. So
isn't there a system for this? Isn't there audio description like that you can have like a headset and then you don't need someone to be whispering to you for the whole movie?
Yes, they have induction loops in the theatre.
Yeah, exactly. We've sorted this.
He said he was happy to just go to the movies and he didn't say anything about that. So this was a long time ago, mind you, but I'm sure it was still a thing then. Anyway, I just wanted to say maybe that's what was going on.
That did cross my mind, but I don't believe that the husband was blind. And I think that because it only started happening about 20 minutes in. The first 20 minutes, she was silent, didn't say a thing.
Right.
But then it started happening. And her first thing she said was, oh, this is so silly. And then she started to commentate on literally every single fucking thing that happened. Oh, my God. Oh, he fell over. Oh. Like, yes. I know.
Were you sitting in front of Jennifer Coolidge by any chance? Because that sounds like who you're imitating.
I wish
there.
That would have been more enjoyable.
That would be wonderful. Oh, so what happened?
So
what's your
So my question is, well, obviously I didn't do anything. I didn't say anything. I just put up with it because what was I going to do? I turned around at one point and I kind of looked at her and that made no difference at all. She just continued to explain everything to everyone around her. So my question is, next time that happens, or what should I have done?
Look, I'm a big fan of the look, the disgusted look. I have been known to shush people in movies. So a shush doesn't go astray in those situations. I think if you give a couple of looks and it's not cutting through, I'm all for a shh.
Has that ever worked for you?
Has the shush ever worked?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely has.
Okay, because I feel like, with some people, like the louder they are, you can do like the, you know, the half head turn and you kind of like let them know that you can hear them kind of thing. And then you'll turn around to them and then maybe even you might do a shush. But past that, there are just some people that need to be like stood up to and told, shut the fuck up. And a lot of people just won't do that.
Yeah, because I think the problem with the head turn, because I tried the head turn, I tried the full turn and I think she might have, like, took that to mean, oh, I'm also enjoying myself. Like, isn't he doing
like
that?
Like you're joining
That's so
in on
funny.
The conversation.
Like I was joining in. And I wasn't joining in. I was trying to signal, you are really fucking annoying. Please, please shut up.
Yeah. And every time it happens, I wish I could say that. I wish I could say that, but it's just not in me, and it's not in some people.
I don't want to start a fight, like an argument in the theatre. Like, I don't want to do that. But I also want you to please be quiet.
I think it's harder in a theatre because it's a live show, so you also don't want to distract the actors.
Yeah.
But I have, when I say I've shushed, I've actually gone, can you shut the fuck up? There was a group of teenagers once who just needed someone older than them to tell them to shut the fuck up. And I've also done it, the last movie we went to, we were at the back row and there was a couple like with a seat between us and them. And they were just talking the whole time and I got so sick of it. I just turned and I said, can you please be quiet? And they stopped because I was firm. I didn't say fuck. I was much more polite. I think at the theatre though, but that's the theatre attendant's job, isn't it? Because don't they come around and make sure you're not fucking singing shows?
That's not a bad idea. Like, I should have said something to the attendant and said, excuse me, they're really fucking annoying.
If you complained to the... Yeah, complain to them at the intermission and say that, and then you've done all you can. There's nothing else you can do.
That's not a bad idea.
I hate it. I find it the height of rudeness. Like in a theatre or at a movie, oh my God, shut up. And if you want to say something, and like this is the thing. This is what I find in apartment living as well. There was a woman near us the other night on a FaceTime call on her balcony and she was talking at the top of her voice. She was speaking in another language. I said to Shane, I wonder if it's that thing where they're like, oh, no one can understand me, so it doesn't matter that I'm talking loud. But even still, like if I'm in another country where I don't speak the language, if I'm having a conversation in English, I don't want to be loud. I want to just have the conversation. Why are you yelling? Like, why do you have to yell at this person? They're on the phone. They can hear you. I just find it so fucking rude when people are over the top with their private conversations that should be. And yeah, I get it. You're going to hear people talk sometimes at a theater or whatever, but fucking whisper. Be polite.
Yeah, whisper. I sometimes, you know, I get sometimes occasionally if there's something I want to say to the wife, I lean over and give the old whisper, but I don't loudly and I don't comment on literally everything. And the thing I think that's really hard is that if it was a teenager or a kid or, you know, a young person or a similar age person, I probably might have been like, hey, listen, can you, you know, just shut up a bit. But she was like 50.
It's easier.
What do you say to a 50-year-old?
Shut up.
They're old enough. Should know. They're supposed to know. They're old. They're probably a parent. They're supposed to be the one who says to their kid, oh, shut up. Oh, you know what I should have done? I should have started commenting as well, like after her.
Yeah, you should have joined in,
but like back at her. And then she would have seen how annoying
taste
it was.
Of her own medicine kind of thing.
That's much worse. That is much worse.
way to start a fight.
Definitely, I would have gone to the theatre attendance in the intermission. That was your best bet. Did it ruin the show for you?
It didn't ruin the show. It was still a great show, but it would have been better. It's one of those things where because it's so many jokes and they're funny, like it's very visual, very slapstick, but like occasionally, like once you start describing the joke, it stops being funny. You know, when that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so there are a couple of things where, like, you know, there's one time where there was this running joke of this glitter that Neil Patrick Harris had in his pocket. And, you know, it was very funny, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, at one point he made a joke with the glitter and she was like, oh, he's got the glitter in his pocket. And I was like, yes, obviously you yes, that was funny before you ruined it.
Very sorry you had to deal with that.
Yeah,
thank you.
And if you're listening to this, don't be that person at a movie or at a theater show. Just whisper.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Got a question here from Ronnie. Got a question here from Sir Ronald Ronnie McRonaldson. Thanks, Ronnie, for sending
me. Oh, okay. Sir Ronnie Ronald McRonaldson. Thanks,
Ron. Ronnie writes, g'day, guys. Long time, first time. I know taxes are well overdue. That's right. Your taxes are overdue. Thanks for sending yours in. And if you're out there and you haven't sent yours in, please do.
Yes.
Ronnie says, I wanted to ask what you think of holidays in Bali. I'm in WA, but I've never been. And honestly, I don't have any desire to go. My wife's been several times and she wants us to do a family holiday there with our kids. They're 2 and 4 years old. Honestly, to me, that sounds like a nightmare. What's worse than having Bali belly when your 2 and 4 year olds also have Bali belly? Should I cave in and give it a go or should I hold my ground? The argument she always comes back with is that it's so much cheaper. But honestly, I'd prefer to go somewhere I want to be and go for a shorter time. What do you think? Please help me. Love from Ronnie.
Yeah, Bali belly. I haven't been to Bali either. Bali belly sounds awful. I've gotten like gastro in Thailand, which I think is probably quite similar to Bali belly.
Of course, you're eating, the old Thai gastro.
Yeah, you're eating food. You're eating food that is prepared differently to how you're used to. There might not be the same food standards as there are from in Australia. It's pretty easy to get a little bit sick in those countries where you're not used to the food. And it's, you know, it's spicy and full of, you know, good stuff. It's great. Fuck, I love Thai food.
Also, it's from WA, I'm not sure how long the flight is, but from like Melbourne, it's got to be quick. Like what, 6 or 8 hours or something?
It's quick from, I think it's only 3 hours from WA. That's why so many people from Perth go to Bali.
Okay.
It is literally
I was going to say, because on a six-hour flight with Bali belly, you don't want that at all.
If you know how like for people on the East Coast, Queensland is like everyone's been to Queensland. I think in WA, everyone's been to Bali. Like I think that's
really
their version of Queensland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if we're exactly the right people to talk on this because, Jax, have you been to Bali? I haven't been to Bali.
I haven't been to Bali and I'm with you, Ronnie. It holds no – I don't understand the people who go to Bali all the time. I don't get it. I know people say, oh, it's so cheap. Who cares?
And especially like people with kids as well. I know that the babysitting is an option that is also very cheap, so you kind of – you know, the parents get to have their own holiday as well.
Correct. And Ronnie, that's, I guess, going to be my first suggestion is you can get a nanny on the cheap in Bali. And also I've seen a lot of TikToks lately and it's people like having kids in Europe versus having kids in Bali, as in taking kids on a holiday to Europe versus taking on a trip to Bali. And the footage of the kids in Europe is, you know, sitting at a restaurant balancing a toddler on your knee, feeding another one a breadstick and, you know, the waiters don't even give a fuck about you. And then it flashes to Bali. And you're in a restaurant and someone's just taken your baby. You can see the baby. When I say taken your baby, I don't mean taken it, abducted it.
They've stolen it.
You pay the person to take the baby.
This is in restaurants where the wait staff is like they just love kids and so they come over and they take your baby and they walk around the restaurant and they like take it over to the trees and go, oh, look at the trees and look at this waterfall.
Yeah, but what
and,
are you
oh,
going on holiday for if not to spend time with your children? That's what you're on holiday to do, to spend time with your children, not to have other people take them out and look at things.
I disagree.
No, look, none of us are parents and we don't exactly know what we're saying here, but I feel like spending time with your children is a bit more valuable when the children, you know, have personalities over the age of 5, for example.
2 and 4 year old, they have personalities.
Before that, you kind of just want to, they're your kids, but you'll go off and have a bit of adult time and enjoy your holiday as well.
Exactly. Just because people like, okay, so I'm going to compare it to me for a second with Crumpet and with Jack as well. But I say Crumpet because it's just happened to me. We're recording this. I'm currently in Europe, but we're recording this before I went. And last night I had to drop Crumpet off where he is staying while we're away. And I was very, very sad because I love him and I'm going to miss him so much. And, you know, you worry about them. Then when I got home to the empty house and I was just like, it's going to be so much easier for me to do the stuff I need to do for the next day and a half before we fly out, because I've got to pack and I've got to move stuff around. And he's needy. He wants, when we pack, he jumps into the bag and he pulls out your undies and he starts playing with them.
Yeah, and then he wants to get into the plastic bag.
No, listen to me. The point is that at the end of the day, he's my responsibility. I have to walk him, feed him, water him. And he gets in the way sometimes. And it's the same with kids. Just because parents are going on a holiday with their kids doesn't mean that they don't want some time to just not think about their kids for a little bit. You can still go there and love them and have fun with them. But also it's nice to go, okay, I'm going to actually just go and enjoy some time where I don't have to think about it. And that brings me to the point of Bali, where nanny services are really cheap and very reliable. People are happy to, you know, and it's cheap to get it. So I think it's a win-win, Ronnie. You get to go on a holiday with your family and also know that they're going to be well looked after, your kids, when you and your wife want to go and have dinner or go get massages or go shopping or whatever. I think Bali's actually a really good option from WA because it's quick and it is cheap. And you can – and don't go to the main tourist spots. I don't know which ones they are. I think it's Kuta and, like, is it Seminyak that's the other one now that's, like, really busy? Go to the other places and you're going to have a great time.
I would disagree. Go to those places. That's what Bali is for. Like, it's ultra catered to, I guess, an Australian audience, and that's who goes, and the bars are all perfect for you. Go do the Bali experience.
That's what I hate about Bali.
Exactly. Go somewhere else.
Bali to me sounds exactly a lot like it's a lot like a cruise ship. Like, it's ultra catered for what you want.
Go on a
You've
cruise.
Got the kids club. You just drop off the kids.
Go on
and then
a
you
cruise.
Go to the
then.
Bars, and then you sit by the pool, and that's it. And you don't need to think about it. You don't need to go and you know, move to different hotels every week. And it's just simple. It's no thing.
Cruise is a good option, actually.
A cruise is a good other option because you can, same thing with the kids, just plop, drop them off, and see you later.
Yeah. And then you don't have to go to Bali.
I would much rather go to Bali than go on a cruise. Like, 100 million times over.
Bali just holds no appeal to me. And I think when I travel, this is when I went to London, I was kind of like, because it's so much like Melbourne that I was like, why am I not just in Melbourne? And I think that's the thing with Bali is it's like, why would you, if you go on a travel and you're going on holiday, why would you want to go to a place that's full of Australians, that's got Australian bars?
But this is what I'm saying,
just
though.
Like being you're at home.
No, but there's so much more to Bali than Kuta and whatever the other popular place is. There's another one. I can't remember it. I think it's Seminyak, but I'm not sure. There is so much more to that country, and people, this is the problem. It's like, that's like what you're saying with London, but there'd be other places in the UK that would offer you something different, right? You go to London. And it's very similar. It's the same as Italy. People go to Rome and it's been completely overrun by tourists. Still an amazing city, but there are so many other amazing places that you can go to. And the difference with Bali is that it's fucking cheap and you can get there quickly. I, like, Ronnie, I know it's not, doesn't hold that much interest for you. I don't know whether, this is the thing, right? If you like the idea of Southeast Asia, because Bali isn't technically Southeast Asia, but it's similar, I think, in vibes, in terms of food, in terms of, like, how much money you'll pay, in terms of beaches and forests and all of that stuff, then I would go to Bali. Like, I don't have any desire to go to Bali, but I can see where I would like Bali in the food and in, like, how cheap it was and how beautiful it is. But this is the difference, though. Ronnie, if you're not a beach holiday person and you don't like going and getting cheap massages and eating at, like, delicious local restaurants, then you're probably not going to like Bali.
It kind of sounds like Ronnie's partner likes Bali, obviously, for the same reason that every Aussie likes Bali, is that it's a relaxing holiday. You go to the same spots every time you go there and you know exactly what to expect. And Ronnie wants to, you know, explore and go to Europe and go to different places. So your suggestion, Sash, actually might be perfect, which is go to Bali, but don't go to, like, Bali that everyone goes to. Kind of find somewhere else.
Go off the beaten track a little bit.
Go on a cruise.
Go on a cruise.
Have you been on a cruise? Great.
Yeah, I've been on a cruise.
Yeah.
Where did your cruise go?
It left from Florida and it went through the Bahamas and then came back to Florida.
Lovely.
How long was it?
Yeah. That was like 4 days.
Yeah, it sounds hot. Cruises just sound atrocious to me.
I was on the anti-cruise train, and then I went on a cruise. And you know what? I've kind of come around to them a bit. I wouldn't go on any cruise, but I'm open to cruising. I mean, like, yeah. Going on a boat, I know cruising has a couple of different connotations depending on which community that you're in. But, yes, going on a boat and going on a
cruise. Big ship with a bunch of people and a bunch of bars and pools and stuff.
What's the other connotation of cruising?
It doesn't matter. Ronnie, I think maybe you should go to Vietnam.
About swinging? Is that – what is cruising?
Yeah, I think
it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Ronnie, go to Vietnam.
Vietnam. Why'd you say it like that? It would take them a lot. Oh, maybe it wouldn't take that long to get to.
It's not that much further, and it's cool. It's less.
Cruising. I get it. Okay.
Well, now I've got to Google it. Did you look up
cruising,
Urban Dictionary?
According to the Urban Dictionary, is aimlessly wandering the streets with the hope of picking up a male for anonymous gay sex.
Oh, Jax, I don't think anyone was going to make that connotation.
I'm just saying, just making sure. Anyway, sure. Vietnam is still cheap. It's nice. It's not as touristy and catered to Australians as Bali. Or just save up and go somewhere you want to go, as you say, Ronnie, for a shorter time. I don't know how long your wife says that she wants to go for, but just go for a bit shorter if you want.
10 days.
Like, go somewhere. Yeah, go. I don't know. Go for a week. So go for a week to Japan, or I don't know, Hawaii. I love Hawaii. Hawaii's got all the benefits.
This
of
is the problem.
Bali,
Jax,
but without the Bali belly.
Yeah, but
they've
for
got
four
a two
times the price.
And a 4 year old. But yes, and they've got a 2 and 4 year old. And so if you're trying to get, if you've got a longer flight, you're not going to want to take it. So that's what they're saying is that like Bali is a good option because it's not a long flight, and it's easy for shit once they're there. As opposed to somewhere like Vietnam, which probably doesn't have quite the same like kid friendliness that Bali does.
Well,
yeah, and a longer flight.
That's my vote.
Go on a cruise, Ronnie.
I think you should go, Ronnie.
You're in WA. Your options are Bali, a cruise, or I don't know, Antarctica. Go on a cruise.
Why don't you take your wife and go cruising? Thanks for listening to the Can We Help You podcast. As always, you can find us and send your questions through at Can We Help You podcast on your socials and canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
You have been saying you can find us and you can send your questions. Let's just change that a little bit. You must find us and you must send your questions. That is the rule. You're listening to the podcast as part of the deal. And to make this podcast free, you must send us your questions.
Yeah, that's your payment. That's your payment. Yeah. And we've had some great questions come through lately. I've been really enjoying hearing from our Ronnies and hearing about their lives. And as you can tell from our last few episodes, we there's all sorts of different things we can talk about, from Bali holidays to work stuff, like
great.
Whatever, you know. I still remember our first episode. Someone asked us about what tires to get, you know.
Ah, yeah, I missed that question.
You can ask it again if you want. Someone want to find out about tyres. We will be back next week. We are on a weekly schedule at the moment while I'm away. And so, yeah, can't wait to see you then with more great questions.
With more great questions. See ya soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.